today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Each day, you and I are challenged by different things that attack us. Some of these attacks are physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. When these attacks occur, we have to be prepared to fight. We have to use the weapons of our warfare to fight back. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Now, that's according to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 6. We do not contend with the attacks against us like the world does. We do not war according to our flesh. Although we are human, we do not fight the spiritual battle for people's souls using human ingenuity, worldly wisdom, or clever methodologies. These are powerless to free people from the forces of darkness and bring them to maturity in Christ. The attacks we face each day are fought having the mind of Christ and using the Word of God. We fight our attacks each day with the spiritual weapon God has given us to use for that very purpose. It's the sword of the Spirit that defeats the enemy each and every time. The Word of God is the sword of the Spirit that can only be wielded by individuals who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. According to Jude chapter 9, we are not instructed to assault demonic or satanic falsehoods, but to assault error with truth. This is our battle according to John chapter 17, verse 7, and Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. We are to fight using the power of the Word of God, for the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit, and to the joints and marrow, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. If we are going to fight the attacks against us each day, we have to study to show ourselves approved, rightly dividing the word of truth, fighting each battle with the capacity that God has given us. So fight the good fight of faith each day with the weapons that God has given to you, the sword of the Spirit. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.